96 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this afternoon about the debt ceiling. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
After a tumultuous weekend of on-again, off-again talks, and negotiators did work all weekend long. But I have to tell you, the reports we have gotten about those meetings have not been encouraging. At one point, Republicans even insisted that the talks were going backwards.
Ads are rolling out this week for South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, the latest entrant into the presidential race. CBS's Robert Costa.
Senator Tim Scott has been testing the presidential waters for weeks in the early primary states.
We have to start teaching the necessity of individual responsibility.
Now, his campaign has bought nearly $6 million in ads to air in Iowa and New Hampshire as he returns as a candidate in the coming days.
The man charged with murdering four University of Idaho students appears in court shortly. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson expects a plea from 28-year-old Brian Koberger.
What we would expect is that during the arraignment, the charges will be read and he will enter a plea. We expect that that will be a not guilty plea.
Facebook's parent company Meta says it will appeal a record $1.3 billion fine from the European Union. CBS's Vicky Barker in London reports this is about transferring private data of European users to the U.S.
The previous record for breaking EU privacy rules was held by Amazon, $800 million over its advertising practices. Today's fine, a wake-up call for Washington to reach a deal with the EU on how and where customer data can be stored.
A National Association for Business Economics survey today forecasts inflation for this year to top 4%. Our business analyst, Jill Schlesinger.
This survey points to a fear that a lot of price increases are sticky, meaning they are going to stay high. Already, we have started to see goods reverse course and come down, but it's the services side that continues to plague the economy. Service inflation remains a bigger input into the overall inflation rate than goods.
Basketball star Carmelo Anthony used a video this morning to announce he's retiring.
Now the time has come for me to say goodbye to the court where I made my name, to the game that gave me purpose and pride.
Leaving the game after 19 NBA seasons, he's number 9 on the all-time scoring list. In his only college season, Anthony led Syracuse to the national championship. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 100 points. The S&P is up 1. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. A 14-year-old girl killed in a crash early Sunday morning. St. Francis police reported a car being driven over 100 miles an hour on 794 around 2 a.m. Minutes later, officers sent to 794 in Pennsylvania Avenue. The car was found flipped over on the embankment. The 17-year-old driver was performing CPR on the 14-year-old who'd been ejected. First responder continued those efforts but weren't successful. Two others treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The driver later arrested for OWI. Milwaukee Bucks forward Wesley Matthews teaming up with Madison Public Schools Foundation to raise a minimum of $250,000 to cover the gap between what Madison schools' budgets can cover and what they need to offer up-to-date PE classes and make it easier for kids to afford being involved in sports. Matthews played sports at Madison Memorial. He's seeding the fund with $50,000 of his own money and matching up to an additional $50,000. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All into it, Gingras Thompson & Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or to the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional...
Be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the politics of that place? 844-967-2789. Would you pick where you... Like, would you not go somewhere? Be like, I'm not going. Let's say... Florida.
Ah, what an interesting choice.
Would you not go to Florida because of the politics that are happening there? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. That is our question to kick off today's show, Monday, May 22nd, a week for Memorial Day.
Hard to believe.
Because I ask... Because over the weekend, the NAACP became the latest civil rights group to advise Americans against visiting Florida. And they are not alone. But this is, they said that, this is the NAACP said that Florida lawmakers are openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, and the LGBTQIA plus community. And this comes just days after the League of United Latin American Citizens, also known as LULAC, issued a travel advisory for Florida after DeSantis signed new immigration laws that would require hospitals to get a patient's immigration info and require employers to ensure workers are documented. So,
and that's already causing some problems.
Oh, yeah. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But it just... And I don't want to just say Florida. If you are someone who's conservative, do you not go to New York or California for these reasons? I would say I someday would love to go to Russia. I'm not boycotting Russia. I just don't want to be an American in Russia these days.
Which I think is wise.
Which I think is wise. And so I just thought it would be interesting to get your thoughts on how much do the politics of a place factor into your decisions when you... You're planning a vacation. 844-967-2789.
Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, thanks so much for calling. What do you think?
Hi, how you doing? You could not pay me to go to Florida right now.
Really?
You know, my husband and I discuss this often. We travel quite a bit. And yeah, even if we want a free trip, there's no way. They are not getting my travel dollars at all.
And is that the reason? Because I think there's, to a certain extent, there's some people who probably don't feel safe. Like, I would imagine trans people, there's people who are starting to not feel safe in Florida. But for you, it's just because I'm not giving them my money.
Right. Well, that and the people down there drive terribly. I used to live in the suburbs of Chicago, and they drive worse than the people in Chicago. It's not because of old people. It's very frightening.
That's so funny that you say that, though, Stacey, because one of my sisters and my brother-in-law lived in a gated community for about 5 years. They talked about how bad people drove within that gated community on their golf carts.
Well, see, that's another reason not to go to Florida.
That's so funny.
No, seriously, you know, they have the gates that go up and down. She said they have to replace them like 5 times a month because people just crash through them. It was nuts.
Good Lord.
It was just nuts. And she talked, too, about how the roads are awful. There's only, what, 2 main roads in and out of Florida, so the traffic is always nuts. Yeah, I'm with you, Stacey. You couldn't pay me to go to Florida.
No. Nope.
Well, thanks for the call.
Or Texas, but I have no desire to go.
Or Texas. I'm right there with you on that. We've talked about this. One of my closest friends lives in Texas, and I've told her I'm not going until they get rid of permitless concealed carry. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's too scary.
Thank you so much for calling, Stacey. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of the political atmosphere?
And I'm trying to think. It's interesting because I haven't gone to, we flew through Florida when we went to on our honeymoon, right. But we were supposed to go to Disney World because we were going to have a layover and then the hurricane was coming.
Oh yeah.
No, not the big one, but the one that ended up not being that big of a deal. So we ended up not going, but I'm trying to think now, like, cause my brother is toyed with the idea of potentially moving to South Beach as he tries to figure out where he wants to move next. And I'm like, well, if you moved there, I feel like I would visit you. But and it kind of just thought this morning, I was like, because right now I have no reason to go to Florida. If I want to go somewhere warm, I would rather go to the Caribbean and one of those, like one of the islands and support them than go to Florida. But that was just because I feel like those are culturally more interesting than Florida. So,
well, and I think, and we've talked about this before as well, with snowbirds having their second homes down there, every day I keep seeing more stories about the rising cost of insurance in Florida, like a 50% increase, which is nuts. And I hate to be the one to point this out, but these weather disasters seem unlikely to lessen.
Yes.
If you live near the water, if you live... South Beach seems like a bad idea.
Well, but it's so interesting because what's hard for me to wrap my head around is that Texas and Florida increasingly have unpopular culture war laws being signed into law by their kind of extreme governors. And yet, they're two of the most rapidly, like the places most, like so many people are moving to. The last couple years, their population keeps like increasing and increasing and increasing. And so, you know, that people in this state will point to people in this state who are arguing that they want to eliminate the income tax will point to that's why people are moving there. And who knows? It could be the warmer weather. It could be income tax. It could be because there's new jobs there. But ultimately, like the combination of climate change and Florida having parts of it, some of the most beautiful parts, being underwater, being more and more susceptible to hurricanes, but also just the heat in general. And are people going to start moving if they really don't feel safe there? I mean, we haven't talked about this on the show before, but Dwayne Wade, former NBA player, mm-hmm. Mayor DeGabriel Union, former Marquette player, he has they're very open. They have a trans daughter who they're leaving Florida because they can't get on board. And obviously they have the resources that's not a hard sell for them.
Right. Which is not the case for a lot of people.
Yeah. But.
Well, they're in Florida. They have already passed it or are going to pass a bill where trans kids can be taken away from their parents if they treat them, if they get treatment for them. This seems completely opposite to parents' rules, parents' rights. No, we don't like that health care that you're choosing for your child, so we're taking your kid away from you. Screw your parents' rights.
But they think it's child abuse.
Even though every
major...
Because
to them, it'd be the same thing. It's like, parentals, like, that's me. To them, I'm sure the argument is... As a parent, you don't have the right to abuse your children or starve your children in the different ways that CPS gets involved. They see it as child abuse. I mean, that has to be the argument, right? Because otherwise, how do you justify it?
Well, right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would you not vacation in Florida or Texas or New York or California because you don't like the political climate?
Or other countries.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, and it's different. There's a difference between safety and feeling like I am not going to go to parts of Mexico where the cartel is really, really is a stronghold.
Right.
Or, you know, for me, like, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon. Like, there's a difference between not going because of your safety concerns versus not going because you don't want to give them your money. You don't want to give them your tourist dollars. And there's plenty of other places to go. And there really are other, like, plenty of other places to go. But I'm also interested in how many people that are just like, they don't even think about it.
Oh, I think there's a fair amount of people that don't care. They, you know, they do their annual spring break trip to Florida. They do their annual whatever camping trip to the Keys. Sure, there's going to be a ton of people, I think, who aren't going to let that faze them at all.
And it'll be interesting to see, because as we said, if you're just joining us, this question comes from the fact that multiple groups, including the NAACP and LULAC, which is the United Latin America League of United Latin American Citizens, have issued basically travel advisories for Florida and saying that you should not go there.
It's not a friendly place.
It's not a friendly place for, and they're openly hostile towards Black Americans, other people of color, LGBTQ community, which they're proving to be. And so, you know, of course, this is on the heels of, I mean, not the heels, I guess it's right before everyone's expecting Ron DeSantis to announce this week.
Right.
But I guess his office has called these advisories, quote, a stunt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But it'll be interesting to see if this has any effect, because the fact is tourism brought in more than $101 billion in 2021 for Florida.
And think about the fact that Disney just pulled $1 billion deal off the table.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done anything for tourism.
But certainly, it's going to affect. I mean, that was going to employ a whole bunch of people, and you would have had a whole bunch of people move there.
Yeah, it was going to move jobs. It was going to move like 2,000 jobs,
right?
And so, I don't think that Galactic Starship $1,200 per two nights thing. I don't know if there's enough there since that's closing. I don't know if there's enough people to really have that be the ding as far as. But I mean, if they moved Disney World. That would be massive. Because I'm like, if you think about $100 billion in tourism in 2021, which means like we're still like pretty pandemic-y. And so I'm wondering, like in 2019, was it significantly more than that? I don't know. Super interesting. All right. Well, when we come back, we would still love to hear from you. Would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics?
And not just Republican states.
Yes, we're not specifically talking about Florida, but just is that a factor when you're deciding where to spend your money on and where to go? 844-96-PARTY. That's 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York, New York.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Mike Granato's World.
Let
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 79. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 52. Tonight, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 82. Dry with temps well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently,
we're down to Florida. We welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
I mean, that song kind of makes me want to go.
It's all right. You can, but palm trees swaying and people in swimsuits on roller skates. And sure, why not?
Welcome back. We are asking you, would you boycott vacationing somewhere because of politics? 844-967-2789. And we're asking that question because a handful of civil rights groups are warning tourists about Florida in the wake of hostile laws. And in case you haven't been keeping count, it's May. It's almost the end of May. And DeSantis has already signed 80 new laws.
80?
80. 80. Not 18. 80 new laws this year alone, in 2023.
How has he managed to find the time in between flying on donors' planes to all these various campaign stops all over the country promoting his book?
His book, and obviously, there's actually, I've read this morning, there is, if you're interested, at DeSantis Jet.
Oh, this is great.
Which is Ron DeSantis' jet tracking. So it's tracking his private jet, basically as he's campaigning.
Pretty much.
That is a good point, though. It's like, he's a busy guy. Between how much they actually are pushing through quickly in the state while he's also promoting his book and campaigning and spending all this time in Iowa. You know, productivity, man.
Well, the one thing he didn't do in the midst of all of this was visit the areas of Florida that had been so catastrophically flooded earlier this year. He never went.
He never went?
He never went.
I thought he was getting credit kind of at the as everything was happening, that he actually was acting like a normal person instead of a partisan hack.
Well, that might be true, but I don't believe he ever went and visited those areas in Florida that flooded. And talking about the insurance and property insurance in Florida, insurers are fleeing that state. So when you talk about people moving there because there's no income tax for the savings, isn't that a 40% hike in your property insurance rates? Isn't that going to kind of negate not having income tax? I don't see how that's...
Unless you rent?
How that's a plus. And in Texas, too, and I know that the population in Texas is growing, we'll see what happens to their power grid over the summer.
When it's so hot?
When it's so hot. And even in Arizona, I saw over the weekend, they are warning people about upcoming extreme temperatures. It's only the middle of May. And they're expecting super, super hot weather in Arizona.
I mean, I think this summer is going to be, what is it? Super El Nino?
Yeah.
Is coming. And so we may, and actually that's something interesting to get into the next segment as far as WPR put an article out last week as far as kind of investigating could Wisconsin and the Midwest and the Rust Belt be a climate haven, as it sometimes has been called. And I think at least what I got away from that article is like, yes, but. Like, yes, it's going to be less bad here, but that doesn't mean there's not going to still be changes and floods and
oh, sure.
And warmer temperatures here. It's just since we're starting cooler. And maybe also think is like, you know how like the middle of Canada is basically like the bush of Australia? Like no one really lives there.
Right.
Like, is that going to be the migration of areas that are right now way too cold for anyone to actually want to live there year round and not developed and don't have infrastructure? But how much does that change as far as people just moving north, further and further north, as things get hotter and hotter?
Well, and look at Alberta, Canada, which has those massive wildfires going on, which is why we have such hazy skies right now, because of the smoke from those wildfires. And Alberta's pretty far up there.
Have you been?
I have. It's beautiful.
I would imagine
Alberta's just beautiful. But tons and tons of forests and tons of trees and... Is there going to be any safe place to go?
I don't know. And so anyways, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But it just, it's amazing to me when you actually take it into, when you look at the complete list of what Ron DeSantis has done, not only in this term and his last term, but even just this spring. Like, maybe this is a controversial thing to say, but like, I think... Having him, the prospect of having him as president, it's like starting to become more terrifying than another Trump.
I don't disagree with you. I find the prospect of either of them being the president of the United States absolutely terrifying. But DeSantis does seem better organized.
Which actually makes him scarier.
Well, yeah. And with everything that's been going on and he's been able to pass all this legislation, and maybe this is the way it happens all the time, but it just sounds like someone else is... crafting these things for him, and they just bring them to him and he signs them frequently in the middle of the night.
At least with the 6-week abortion ban.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, as when we come back, we'll list off some of the things that he's gotten done in a short period of time. But I also would love your thoughts on who, as Ron DeSantis preps to announce this week, knowing how much he's gotten done, and granted, he would not necessarily have a supermajority. Like, he's working with a supermajority in Florida.
Right.
So a lot of these things are getting pushed through fast. And certainly we all know that the federal government does not work that fast.
Expeditiously.
Even in the time when Biden had both chambers, when Trump had both chambers, they didn't get 80 bills passed, right? So, like, it still wouldn't be as quick. But, like, there's a part of me that looks at what Ron DeSantis has done in such a short period of time in Florida that's like, this guy seems way scarier. And maybe not way scarier, but like, to me, how effective he's been has been versus, like you said, Trump's chaotic. He changes his mind. He doesn't really have a plan.
Except when it's all about him.
It's all about him, but it's not really this... He kind of just says what is beneficial versus, oh, we're executing a strategy to totally upend people's rights because of the war on woke. So let us know. Who's scarier, Trump or DeSantis? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will be right back.
We're kicking back and soaking up the rains every day in Florida. Like a Caribbean holiday, every day in Florida. It's like a Caribbean holiday, every day in Florida. It's like a Caribbean.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is set to hold a face-to-face meeting today with House Speaker McCarthy on the debt ceiling. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Sources say the White House is now offering to keep spending flat from this year to next. Republicans, they say, want to increase defense spending while cutting everything else by up to to 22%.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott's hitting New Hampshire and Iowa with ads as he gets into the presidential race.
I see that America is starving for positive, optimistic leadership. I want to provide that alternative.
In Idaho, it's a day in court for Brian Koberger, the man charged with killing four college students last year. CBS's Lilia Luciano is covering.
The accused killer is expected to enter into that courthouse and plead not guilty. Several of the family members of at least one of the victims will also be there.
The Dow is down 58. This is CBS News.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. could go into default on June 1st if stalled debt ceiling talks don't make progress. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says default has to be off the table.
It hurts real people. The economic consequences, interest rates increasing, the downgrading of our credit rating as a nation, very, very serious matters.
Baldwin on Upfront on Channel 12 in Milwaukee yesterday. Republicans are pushing for spending cuts in exchange for helping raise the nation's borrowing limit. A Madison teenager is looking at federal computer hacking charges. Investigators say Joseph Garrison stole $600,000 from people on online gambling websites. Garrison could spend close to 60 years in prison. In sports, the red-hot Astros bring their seven-game winning streak to Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
RV High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long necky.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get schooled with Family Feud.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about, well, we're talking about a couple different things. We are talking about how much politics plays a role into where you choose to vacation, and knowing that that's a difference between safety and I don't want to give this place my money.
Right.
And sometimes those two places, those two things can overlap, but I want to acknowledge that there's places that may be safe for me to go that are not safe for other people to go. And so that is a different question than me opting in to say, I don't want to spend my money there.
Right.
But when we're also talking about, as we wait for Ron DeSantis, or I also heard, I think it was on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from this past week, where someone made a joke that they just so badly want there to be a drag queen named Rhonda Santis.
Oh,
and I was like, that's pretty good. It's so obvious. It's just sitting right there.
It is.
It's right there.
Boy, can't believe nobody's done that yet.
I know. Which is, I mean, the picture already exists, right? Of there was that AI viral.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Of all the different pictures of the super anti-LGBT and right-wing like Clarence Thomas and Ron DeSantis and Trump all recreated as drag queens.
It was quite something.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But in looking at what Ron DeSantis has done this year alone, it's like, I also am asking the question for people listening, and maybe you like one of these two already, but for people who are certainly not planning to vote for the Republican, no matter who they are, who is scarier at this point? Because we already know what a Trump presidency could look like, because we had it for 4 years. But also looking at, I mean, basically Ron DeSantis should have his slogan be "Make Florida, like make America Florida again," of like what he wants to do. So this is a small fraction of what he's done. The 6-week abortion ban. So in April, he signed a law that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy,
which he signed in the middle of the night. And now even when he goes to talk to pro-life groups, he doesn't bring it up.
Shut
up. I know. Ha. Huh?
So now they're one of the most restrictive states for reproductive rights in the country. Then banning transition care for minors. So in mid-May, so just a couple week ago, he was finalizing his candidacy for president, but then he also signed a measure outlawing gender transition care for minors and restricting it for adults, the latest action by Republicans this year aimed at LGBTQ communities in Florida. It imposed a penalty of up to 5 years in prison for doctors who violate the ban and requires adults seeking gender transition care to sign a consent form. And one of the bill's most contentious aspects is language that says a court could temporarily remove children from their homes if they receive gender-affirming care.
I just want to stop for 1 second. So adults who are getting treated either hormonally or however to transition have to sign something that says they consent to this care? They're adults. Doesn't that, if they seek it, doesn't that automatically mean they are consenting to this treatment?
I know.
Or does he just want a record of the people who are...
Probably.
Who have transitioned or are transitioning.
Probably.
That sounds more accurate.
He also put his signature on bills punishing businesses that admit minors to adult live performances, such as drag shows, and making it a misdemeanor trespassing offense for people who use bathrooms in public buildings that do not correspond to their sex at birth.
And so are there going to be genital examinations as women go in to use bathrooms? How's that going to work?
I know, because I think about that when you think about people who have trans men who have transitioned and pass as cis men, right? And I've seen, whether it's TikToks or people who have testified in front of different state legislatures who look like men. And they're like, do you really want me using bathrooms with your wives and daughters? Like, what is this, you know, what does this look like? And so that's on LGBTQ trans issues. On education, he gave his seal of approval in May to a bill prohibiting public school employees from calling students pronouns other than those matching their gender at birth. This expanded the one-year-old state law, which critics have referred to as Don't Say Gay. He also left another conservative imprint on Florida's education system when he signed legislation banning public universities and colleges in the state from spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Oh, sounds like who else? Isn't there someone in Wisconsin trying to do that?
That does sound familiar.
Mm-hmm. The teaching of identity politics, long a preoccupation of right-wing Republicans, is prohibited at public institutions under the law, which also weakened tenure protections. And in March, he gave conservatives another trophy, creating a universal school voucher program. And so it's an $8,000 per year benefit per student, which would arguably undermine public schools and further enrich wealthy families because it does not have an income eligibility cap.
Great. Great, great, great.
He also banned the AP course for African American studies. Death penalty. We're not even done yet. In April, Mr. DeSantis signed a bill that will substantially lower the threshold for imposing the death penalty.
Oh, that's right.
It will no longer require a unanimous vote by 12 members of a jury to sentence a person to die. An 8-4 majority would be enough under the new law, which is expected to face legal challenges from criminal justice reform groups.
Well, that's a relief, because no one has ever been unfairly convicted of something and spent decades and decades in prison for a crime it was ultimately determined they did not commit.
Or actually be killed for a crime that they didn't commit. And your favorite, concealed carry.
Yeah, which also I believe he signed kind of in the middle of the night and doesn't really want to talk about that because it's not popular.
The governor signed a law in April that allows Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. As of July 1st, gun owners will no longer be required to pass a safety course and a background check, a shift away from calls for tougher gun laws in the state after mass shootings in 2018 in Parkland and 2016 at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And obviously there's all the Disney stuff. That feels less of like, I don't know how that's going to play out, but it's still just like, why are you spending your energy on going against one of the biggest companies in the world?
Well,
that employs thousands of people and brings billions of dollars to your state. Like, why is this the hill that you're going to die on, besides just being like thin skinned and not being able to take an L?
And I just find it the pinnacle of irony that the party of small government, the Republicans, now are going to force you to support their policies. You can't dissent against their policies. They're going to make you, or they will punish you, because that's free. That's free enterprise.
I mean, and that's the thing where I've heard even most people who are true conservatives saying, like, this is not how we typically fall on the free markets scale.
Didn't used to be.
As far as like this, even on that one, I think there's a lot of people who are kind of like, what? This is not how this is supposed to work when it comes to letting private companies be private companies.
And can I just remind folks, in Florida, they banned the Diary of Anne Frank. They banned the book, The Diary of Anne Frank. Wrap your head around that.
He also mandated that employers with 25 or more employees use E-Verify, a federal government database used to check Social Security Administration and Department of Homeland Security records to see if a person is authorized to work in the United States. He also banned local governments from issuing ID cards to undocumented immigrants and required hospitals to collect data on health care costs associated with that population, which is also causing issues now because there's a lot of construction sites that are just empty and there's no one there to work.
Right. And there are even truck drivers who don't want to go into Florida now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out over the rest of this year, what's happening down there.
And then finally, Mr. DeSantis signed a law in May to shield from the public records of his travel, including out-of-state political trips. The measure, which Republicans and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement claimed was needed for security reasons, will create a veil of secrecy over who is paying for the travel of Mr. DeSantis and how he is dividing his time as governor and as a presidential candidate. Even Mr. Trump has latched onto that issue, saying in a statement from his campaign in April that Mr. DeSantis, also known as Meatball Ron, was not being transparent about how much taxpayer money he was spending on travel. And that's a short list of what Ron DeSantis has been able to do in 2023.
Well, and isn't it a fair assumption then that should he be elected president, he would enact the same kind of thing, that the public doesn't get to know what I do and what I'm doing with your money and where I'm going and on whose private jet I'm flying? None of your business. I'm president.
That would seem, all of this indicates that he, you know, it's like, it's very dictator-esque. And so that's what I mean. Like, as far as I feel like this is, he's a scarier prospect to me than even Trump is. And he's younger.
Yes, he is considerably younger. Although he made an appearance, a campaign appearance somewhere, I don't remember where he was, over the weekend, that was kept showing up on my Twitter feed. And apparently he has all of the personality of a wet piece of dough.
Well, I also heard that people, you know, as he's going to get more and more, because he really won't take interviews. Like, and as he, I think this was either, this was on The Bulwark. So it was either Tim Miller or Charlie Sykes talking about this on one of their latest podcasts of how he's trying to act like a lizard person. It's like, oh, look at me. I am the lizard king. And I am, and everything is so forced as far as he saw this play. He saw the Trump playbook of appealing to a certain base that gets riled up about owning the libs and woke culture and all of this, and is so far doubling down on appealing to them, even though he is not of their ilk, really. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's just like his inauthenticity as far as trying to be this guy and kind of like puppeteering around in a suit that he's this guy, but he's not really. And like, how much will this start to fall apart under the scrutiny and like unending media attention you get when you are running for president?
Yeah, but if you never put yourself in a position where you have to take any unfriendly questions, how often?
But you don't get to do that when you're running for president.
Trump's not going to do any of the debates. They didn't ask me.
But if he wants to get over Trump, he's going to have to.
You would think so, but I don't know.
How else does he get his numbers up and get the amount of attention as to compete with an ex-president and someone as famous as Trump without getting as much media as he can?
That's a good question. But I can't imagine his handlers want him. They're just going to really screen who gets to ask questions then. They're not going to leave him unprepared and unprotected.
Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't even get to the
PFAS.
The PFAS. There's a new bill that for $125 million to address PFAS in Wisconsin, but doesn't really say how that would be spent. And so maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow instead. But also, it was interesting, as we said in the last segment, of the idea that Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, we could all be climate havens. And so I was interested in exploring that a little bit more, too. But we will save both of those for tomorrow instead, because we're going to end this hour when we come back with some lighter Wisconsin news and headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 79. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows around 52. High temperatures reach up to 82. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temps well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees. From our
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are rounding out our Monday first hour newsy hour with some fun headlines. A little while back, we interviewed Cassandra Berger, who was the, or is, the Quick Trip girl.
Yes.
And it sounds like she has some competition.
Uh-oh, look out.
Whit Meza, which is a great name. Whit Meza set a new hot bar Wednesday morning when she parked her Harley Davidson at the pump at the Egg Harbor Road location of Quick Trip in Sturgeon Bay. With a 13-cent fill-up complete and receipt secured, Meza completed an epic quest with a Q, with a K, to visit all 503 Quick Trip stores in Wisconsin, plus as many others as she could in neighboring states, a 4,500-mile journey completed in just 11 days. That is a lot of Quick Trips in not a lot of time. Because I feel like when Cassandra did this, she did it over the course of like a year and a half.
It took a while. I mean, they're all over the state.
They're all over the state.
You got to put on some miles and the mileage.
But I guess if you're on a Harley and you're like, that's kind of your shtick, is like, I just ride around on my bike. But it's 503. I mean, how much do you even spend? I guess in her last one at Egg Harbor, she only filled up for 13 cents.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's I wonder if she'll get a deal with Quick Trip, just like Cassandra did.
That would be wise.
But she is a self-professed Quick Trip super fan, and she said her 2022 summary of Quick Trip activity got her thinking about how she could level up in 2023. She found an answer to her other passion in life, endurance motorcycling, long-distance rides, generally involving riding at least 1,000 miles in 24 hours.
Oh, man. Oh.
Are you a motorcycle person?
I had a bike.
You did have a bike, so you had a license.
I did.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was terrible.
Oh, you were not a good driver.
I was uneasy rider. I was not a good motorcycle rider. I would have so much anxiety the night that before I knew I was taking it out, I couldn't sleep. Because don't forget, my father was a mortician.
Yeah.
And there would be dinners when we'd be sitting around the dinner table and he would be talking about someone who was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And Dad would say, oh, was he a mess?
So what made you want to get it in the first place?
Because I had gone out with friends as a passenger and really enjoyed it and thought, well, there's no reason I can't do this myself. Why don't I get my own license?
Okay.
So I took the course and I went through all of it. It was a wonderful course. And I never, thankfully, hurt anybody or hurt myself, but I just never relaxed. And then it's no fun.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you can't relax, all I would think about when I was driving is how many different things could run out and kill me. Or
so how many times did you end up riding before you're like, never mind, this is too stressful?
Well, I took it on some group rides. I probably rode it a dozen times.
Okay.
And then I sold it.
Because I've been the passenger a fair amount. But yeah, I don't know how I would be as the driver. And I'm sure Debbie Bry would thank me for not
ever
wanting to be the driver.
I'm sure she would.
Even the passenger, I think, makes her nervous. Because that's the thing. I would imagine being a not confident motorcycle driver is as dangerous as being like a super reckless one.
I would agree with you completely.
And there's something of like, if to be a good behind a motorcycle, like you have to be pretty confident and like relaxed.
Yes.
And understand the road, the bike, because to be super twitchy doesn't really work when you're trying to keep your balance.
And I recognized that in myself and thought, yeah, this isn't good, Jane.
So you're not doing 1,000 miles in 24 hours anytime soon?
That's just brutal.
Good for her, though.
Yeah. I mean, I give her a lot of credit. She's got to have a really good cushy seat or something.
Yeah. Or good cushy...
something.
some biking shorts with the padding in the crotch.
With chaps on.
Oh, well, then also I saw this headline. So the Trade Hotel, so the new hotel that they've been building next to the Fiserv.
Yeah.
So I've said this before on the show, but if you are newer to the show, my father played basketball for the Badgers. My father is 6'8".
He's really tall.
Pushing 6'9". Yeah. And for basketball, being that tall is great. For almost everything else in life, being that tall is hard. Finding clothes is hard. Being on airplanes is hard.
Riding in a car is got to be difficult.
Riding in a car. Like, there's a lot of things. And including staying at hotels where the shower hits your chest.
Oh, gosh.
I'm pretty sure even at our house,
I don't know. Duck?
And I dated a guy briefly in California who was an NBA player, and he had like custom built his house so everything was taller.
Oh my gosh.
So like the cabinets were taller
and then
the countertops were taller and everything was just a little bit taller, which makes sense in the same way someone who is maybe, you know, a little person who gets a house that is accommodating for their height.
Of course.
But since the Trade Hotel is the official Deer District Fiserv Forum Hotel, which I guess is where going forward teams are going to stay when they come to play the Bucks. Everything's taller.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it opened, the upscale Trade Hotel has opened across the street from Fiserv Forum in the Deer District. It's got a rooftop restaurant, nods to Milwaukee in its design, and higher ceilings and shower heads in fourth floor rooms designed for basketball players and Pete Bry.
And I would imagine longer beds, too.
Probably longer beds.
That's got to be a big issue, too, when you're 6'9" or 7'2".
Yeah. And so
that was
very smart.
Yeah.
But it's also smart. You're like, we don't need to do the whole hotel like this, but we'll just have enough rooms for traveling teams to always be comfortable. And I wonder how many other hotels do that.
We will have to do a Google.
We'll have to do a Google to see how many other hotels have accommodations for the extra large and the extra tall. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, this is going to be a fun game. The Washington Post has published a quiz or a game that challenges if you think you can tame the national debt. So when we come back, Jane and I are going to play that. You can play along. And then at the bottom of the hour, State Senator Melissa Agard is going to join us to talk about her grassroots tour, which is her tour. She's about halfway through. It's her tour to push for legalization of marijuana in Wisconsin. So she's going to let us know how the tour's going, what she's hearing from people, and maybe any other drama that's happening at the Capitol.
Drama in our state capital?
No way.
Wow.
All right. Well, stick around for the top of the hour news. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And play.
been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special...